This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Griffin, we've seen you rely heavily on the slider changeup early this season. Went back to heavy fastball usage today. What made the fastball in particular so effective tonight?
Yeah, just kind of felt like they were sitting off speed. So felt like the fastball had pretty good life. So yeah, just kind of rolling what was working and on the same page as Louis back there. So yeah, thankful for him to be back there calling a great game.
Mendy said a couple days ago you were pretty weak. How'd you feel out there physically?
I felt pretty good, yeah. Bounced back good enough and yeah, got hydrated and got everything right and ready to go tonight.
How sick were you?
I didn't feel very good. So, obviously not good enough to throw on Wednesday, which sucks. But, glad I could throw tonight.
I'm curious, in the spring, early conversations that you had with Jeremy Hefner, maybe being open to ways that he could get the best out of you, what were those conversations like?
It was kind of leaning on my best pitches, the slider and the changeup, but I'm really happy about tonight. I threw some cutters to lefties towards the end of the game, threw a couple curveballs. So I feel like tonight is kind of the blueprint of, in an ideal world, obviously it matters kind of the approach that the hitters and the other team are taking against me, but tonight is how I want to pitch.
I think you had thrown two little curveballs in your previous starts before tonight. You threw like five or six of them tonight. Why was that?
The hitters are good, right? Like, they're going to go into a game watching video and having an approach against me too. So just being able to throw something in there that's a little different speed, different look, I think kind of helps me in the long run.
As you've changed how you attack hitters, how much have you seen teams kind of change their approach against you as the season's gone on?
Yeah, I mean, tonight, those lefties were 100% selling out for changeup. So felt it pretty early in the game, just kind of some of the swings that they took right away on changeups. So just constantly playing the game and just pitching.
Is that something you have to talk about with Louis in game, or you both are kind of know it without talking about it? How does that work?
Early in the game, Donovan singled on that changeup, and we both kind of looked at each other like he's probably sitting on that. Some days it's easier than others to kind of pick up what they're looking for, but like I said, just me and Louis were kind of on the same page on what we wanted to do.
Do you feel like you've gotten better at that sort of thing as your career has progressed, and specifically into this year?
I think it kind of boils down to how present I am on any given day. The more I can kind of get out of my own way and just kind of let my intuition and stuff like that come to me, I feel like it usually, I usually don't overpitch, and it kind of just those feelings come to me of when I should throw something. So yeah, felt like that tonight.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.